But you know, it's interesting. You say if they can't eat properly, and before you use the word, and then I think retracted it, victim.
Mm.
Now, why say that women are victims, and why say that they can't eat properly? Who is doing this to whom?
Who is doing this to whom? Western women, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, have been uniquely controlled by ideals. In the 19th century, the perfect beauty was an ideal of sickness. And I argue that repeatedly, whenever there's a class of Western middle-class women who are literate and idle, and there's the ferment of feminism in the air, as there was in the 19th century, some ideal is going to be needed to control them and make sure that that does not get out of hand. And sure enough, this cult of invalidism in the 19th century grew and flourished. Publicists all around told women, that middle-class women, that they should be sick. A booming industry of sexual surgeons and sexual doctors attending to female complaints grew up, telling women that normal, healthy female processes were in fact diseased, like menstruation and sexual desire were manifestations of disease. And middle-class women got sick. Again, in the 50s, when the economy needed women to leave their war work, when the men were returning from the front, this society desperately needed an ideology that would drive women back into the home and convince them that the ideal woman was the full-time happy homemaker, absolutely obsessed with the shining perfect floor.